Disturbed sleep is common among the critically ill and contributes to adverse physiological and psychological outcomes. Multiple contributory factors have been identified, including environmental, care-related, and patient elements. Assessing sleep in the ICU is challenging, and objective and subjective methods are required to evaluate the disruption to sleep architecture and the patient's experience of this. Both pharmacological and non-pharmacological interventions to improve sleep quality and quantity have been studied with mixed results. However, a multimodal approach to sleep optimization is likely necessary to improve outcomes.